You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well done, Samuel. Well done.
Thank you.
That was a close one. Woo! Ooh, boy. Ooh, boy.
Is it a W or is it a W?
It's a W. It goes in the win column, that's for sure. Doesn't matter how you get it.
Well, yesterday, clearly we're all thrilled that the Chiefs won. Mm-hmm. But if you are in a survivor pool, like 99.9% of the people who chose the Ravens over the weekend, you're done with your survivor pool. You're no longer surviving or winning.
You're losing.
Didn't look good.
At home against the Raiders? Mm-hmm. What is happening?
His name is Max Crosby.
Oh, my gosh.
One of the greatest defensive players in the NFL. He is incredible.
All right.
Let me just do this real quickly. We are well aware of what happened yesterday at the Trump International Golf Course. There is a news conference coming up at 3 o'clock. We try to avoid politics, but that is major news. Nobody can deny it. For the second time in as many months, somebody had designs on killing Donald Trump. There is a news conference at 3 o'clock. We will take anchored coverage from ABC News, and it will involve local and federal officials. Okay? So we got that on the calendar. We will get into the news conference right after 3 o'clock.
How was your weekend?
It was good. Went Saturday morning to go see Maya. We went to lunch. By the way, went to that same restaurant. It is a golf course.
Good.
The country club.
Yeah, Mules National.
Yeah.
Yeah, and fantastic course, I've heard.
It is. Good food. And then I took her grocery shopping. Yesterday, T and I took my mom out to lunch.
We went to St. Louis.
How was it?
And the Missouri Botanical Gardens. Run, do not walk.
You're raving about this place.
It is art, peace, flowers. Art, peace, flowers. Art, nice. Peace, flowers. Art, peace, flowers.
So you golfed?
Enormous. I did golf.
It was on Facebook. If
you are a fan of Powell Gardens or the Overland Park Arboretum, this is 10 times the size. It is so spectacular, and it was the second time I had been.
Does it cost?
It's like $16 or something, and you just roam around for hours. There's a cafe there. It is so well done. I cannot give it a higher recommendation. The Missouri Botanical Gardens. Now, you do have to go to St. Louis to get there.
I was going to say, is it worth entering the city limits of St. Louis? Because we've got a major caveat here.
Man! It was a good weekend.
Good,
but
I'm glad.
You know, I downtown St. Louis on a weekend night is...
Stay downtown?
Yes, as are all major cities.
I thought you were going to stay in Chesterfield.
Oof. I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. You think we've got a problem with sideshows here?
Yeah.
The motorcycles downtown in their city, it is so out of control. I mentioned to our bartender inside the hotel, security everywhere.
I bet.
Like, what is going on? This seems like there's no... traffic laws here. And she kind of scoffed and she goes, oh, this is the Wild West.
It's ATVs, it's dirt bikes, it's motorcycles, it's anything that they
wheelies
can.
Wheelies and flipping. And I don't know if that's a weekend thing, if that's a St. Louis thing. And it's been, you know, I spend.
Crotch rocket?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Zooming in and out of traffic. And I don't know.
It is pretty common here, too.
Yeah.
Hmm. That does not sound like a recommendation to stay in downtown St. Louis tomorrow.
I would valet. I'm just going to leave it at that. Roll up.
Back to football real quick. Pacheco is out for many, many weeks.
God, and then Hollywood Brown is out for the rest of the season.
Correct. Then let's just briefly talk about the game with Green Bay. The Green Bay Packers left it all and a little bit more on the field after the Indianapolis...
What happened?
Against the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday, with starting quarterback Jordan Love sidelined after suffering a knee injury in the season opener. Newly acquired backup Malik Willis was thrust into action upon the Packers' return to Lambeau Field. The center for Green Bay, of course, he's over the ball. He gets sick and throws up on the ball just as Malik Willis says, hike!
Hike!
But, Coach, you said to leave it all on the field. 34,
26, 5, hike!
I thought you meant my lunch, too.
Needless to say, he opted not to throw that ball.
I was handling the ball, quote, and I had to lean over. I'm wondering if I was, like, overhydrated, if I was waterlogged or something. Quoting here from, I believe, one of the coaches, never seen that before.
No, you never have. And never will again.
And then really quick, my favorite tweet from the weekend from Mayor Quentin Lucas. The Cincinnati Bengals tweeted, "Made it to Kansas. Where's the stadium?" Reply, "I hope y'all had a great day in Missouri. You are welcome back anytime." Enjoy that long ride back.
Yeah. KU had a rough weekend.
Yeah.
What's going on with them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, is it rough or is it just par for the course?
They were doing so well. They were doing so well.
For half a season.
Yeah.
A season ago.
Mm. All right. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. This story here from Fox 4. Kansas City police are investigating after a Z-Trip driver was shot, critically hurt last night near 9th and Myrtle. Kansas City police say the shooting happened just after 9 p.m. The driver was rushed to a hospital. Details on what led up to the shooting have not been revealed. But the Kansas City Transportation Group says cameras are in all Z-Trip vehicles, so police will have video. If you know anything about this, 816-474-TIPS. You could not pay me $1 million to drive Uber, Lyft, or Z-Trip. No way. 12-year-old boy, this is sad news. This is from your stack. A 12-year-old boy died after falling from the balcony on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship, according to People magazine. The death happened Saturday, I think a week from Saturday, on Royal Caribbean's Harmony of the Seas, according to the report. It was en route to Galveston. A Royal Caribbean spokesperson confirmed the death to People, but would not share additional details. The boy has not been publicly identified.
Absolutely horrifying. And we don't know. The FBI is investigating. What does that tell you?
I don't know.
Is that because they were in international waters?
Maybe. Who else would investigate? I mean, it would have to be a federal agency.
They don't suspect foul play, do they?
Why would the FBI be investigating?
And where was the balcony? Was it a balcony of a room, or was it a balcony of a common space? Because if it's a common space, they've got footage of every second of what went on before he went over.
Doesn't say. It's a terrible story. And assuming there was no foul play, I feel so bad for his parents.
The incident happened, this says, as the ship was heading back to port, but we don't know if it was in Texas waters or on the way into Texas waters. And the FBI will only say it is aware of the incident, and we are investigating.
Okay. Telephone number here, 913-586-7798. That is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott, here on KMBZ. Story here from Channel 9. Man. Olathe and Lenexa Fire Department say discarded smoking materials left in a flower pot on the deck of a home in Olathe caused a two-alarm house fire Sunday morning. Crews got the call at 2:45 yesterday a.m. The fire caused $650,000 worth of damage to the home near Cedar Niles Boulevard and College Boulevard. Nobody was hurt. Favorite student in the front row, Dana Wright. Yes, hi.
$650,000. Damage. Was the home not a total loss?
The pictures I saw looked like it would probably be a total loss, yes.
Do you want to say it or do I? We both said the same thing during a break, and I said, I don't think we can say that. But Scott was like, well, you were thinking it, and then I was thinking it, and then we were both thinking it, so maybe we should say it, but I don't think we should.
Uh-oh. That gives me pause.
I started out by saying, during the break, look, I feel like if you can afford a $650,000 home, you're probably old enough to understand that you don't put a disgusting cigarette butt in a flower pot. All of the flowers are dying because it's the end of the season.
And then I said, and she was thinking it, but I said it, you would think somebody, or I think somebody who makes that much money, where they can afford a house that's over $650,000, that they don't smoke cigarettes anymore.
They don't smoke.
Oh, yeah, you guys are way off on that one.
And I said to Scott, I don't think we can say that, but I was kind of thinking the same thing. And then I said, why? Why do we think that? The statistics will back that up, Sam.
That is correct.
It is not a popular thought, but if you Google the average income of a smoker, you will get results, and it is not on the high end of the socioeconomic scale. That's just a fact.
The less money you make, the more likely you are to smoke.
That's why the taxes on cigarettes are called a poor tax.
Well, could that have to do with the number of people that smoke versus the number of people that are of means? Just by odds in general, you've got
more
poor people than rich people.
Let's look up the economics.
Okay.
I know a lot of really, really rich people who love their cigarettes and cigars for that matter.
Okay, I'll look it up.
It doesn't say if one of the two people who lived in the home was responsible for putting the cigarette out. It just says the Red Cross is helping the two people who lived in the home find a safe place to stay.
From the text line, could it have been a child? Not a kid, like a baby, but you know
no,
what I mean.
No, it was someone extinguishing a cigarette in a flower pot.
Smoking is often more prevalent among people with lower socioeconomic status.
Here's why part of me doesn't think it could be the homeowners.
Why?
If you owned that home, you wouldn't be stupid enough to put a cigarette out in a flower pot.
Well, now, wait a minute. I had some friends over last fall for a barbecue, and two of them smoked. They put their cigarettes out in my flower pot.
Really?
Out back.
Also, why are we assuming that what they were smoking was legal where it was being smoked?
Does it say cigarette?
Because if it's illegal, you basically smoke the whole thing.
I don't know.
You don't leave anything around.
It says discarded smoking materials.
Could have been a cigar.
You're absolutely right. It could have been a cigar.
Actually,
but I'm telling you,
a cigar lighting a fire is much higher than a cigarette because of the size of what's burning.
My father is a cigar smoker. He would not extinguish his own cigar in a flower pot for this very reason.
Because it might start a fire.
Yes.
I don't smoke, but if I did, I would probably go turn on the hose and put it out with the hose. But we don't know.
This is also why when you light a candle, I've taught the children this. Let's say you use a match. I use one of those clicky, clicky things. Let's say you use a match. When you light that candle with a match, I take it directly to the kitchen sink. I run water on it.
Run it underwater. That's
and then you're probably not supposed to do this. I put it down the garbage disposal.
Ooh.
I don't want to put it in the trash can because that match, even if I've...
Why not just put it in the toilet?
Even if I've run water on it, could spark a fire in the trash can.
Story here from Channel 5. One of four women is behind bars after more than $50,000 in glasses were stolen from stores in Kansas City over the summer.
Okay.
Records filed in Platte County.
Have fun in jail.
Don't go criming in Platte.
Indicate that on Tuesday, September 10th, Tijazala McCrone of Kansas City, Missouri, was charged with stealing for an incident that happened over the summer. Kansas City, Missouri Police Department said that after 1:45 on June 4th, law enforcement officials were called to the Sunglass Hut in Zona Rosa. When they arrived, investigators were told by the store manager that two women entered the store, took a dozen pairs of sunglasses, which totaled $4,824. I did the math. The average cost for each pair of sunglasses would have been over $400.
Okay. Yeah, they were targeting two brands.
They exited without paying. She is one of four.
Okay, but keep reading, because... That's the first time they exited without paying. And there's great surveillance of all of this happening.
Then on June 13th, court documents reveal that one of the women returned with a new accomplice and took another 17 pairs of sunglasses. This time, the total was $5,366.
But wait, there's more.
Detectives indicated that during the fourth theft on July 31st, they found McGrone on a live stream where she admitted she was about to steal. The regional manager of investigations for both Sunglass Hut and Lens Crafters told them McGrone had been involved in 8 thefts at their stores between May of last year and July of this.
8 times these women are alleged to have gone into Sunglass Hut and walked out with several thousand dollars worth of glasses.
Mm-hmm.
8 times. And I said to Scott during the break, don't you think like by the second time or certainly by the third time when you see these women come and you're like, all right.
Enough
someone
is enough.
Called on. Someone hit the panic button.
Well, wait. Were they targeting the same store?
No, there were two stores. One was in Platte County. One was in Jackson County. It was Sunglass Hut in Platte, and then it was at Lens Crafters.
What are you going to steal at Lens Crafters?
Well, the fact that they just let them back in willy-nilly after they previously walked out with $400.
What are you going to bar the Sunglass Hut, by the way, sometimes it's a store and sometimes it's like a kiosk. It's a hut. Mm-hmm.
You trespass them and then you put their picture on the wall behind the counter and say if this person walks in, you got to kick them out.
She's behind bars on a $50,000 bond.
Where are the other three?
The story does not go into those details.
Total of $50,915 worth of glasses were taken. Half of that was in Platt. The other half in Jackson.
Well, she'll get twice the time in Platt, and then Jackson will just say, we'll take a pass on it.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. We've read countless stories on these smash and grab, whatever they're called, and it always seems to generate plenty of opinions about how we handle this kind of crime, what we do about it. But this is $50,000 worth of glasses from two locations. To Dana's point, once or twice, okay, we get it. Eight different times?
And are the Ray-Bans and the Oakleys just sitting out for you to grab and put on?
Why are they not behind glass?
Exactly. Glasses behind glass.
I'm telling you, it's been a while since I've been to a Sunglass Hut, but I know what those cost. And if you go to Macy's now, even mm-hmm. where their sunglasses are located, most of those are in a glass case.
As they should be.
The high-end ones are in the glass case.
All that expensive stuff should be in a glass case. I was at CVS yesterday, and they have stuff. All the perfume and cologne is in a glass case. You can't get anywhere near it. All the razors are behind the counter. The perfume and cologne is in a glass case in the middle of the store. You can't get anywhere near it.
Are you surprised that the business model of the Sunglass Hut has not failed up to this point? Because yes. for the most part, if yes. you're going to buy sunglasses, are you not buying those online? I know you hate online and you think it's killing the mom and pop, but Sunglass Hut isn't a mom and pop.
I bought my most recent pair of sunglasses at Walmart.
I buy my sunglasses at Lulu's boutique down the street, and they are $12.
Mine were $13.95.
That way, when I lose them, mm-hmm. I go in and I buy another pair, and I don't feel bad about it.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Sam, Stevie, Dana Wright. My name's Scott, here on KMBZ. Somebody says they're listening to the show on Odyssey, goes to commercial break. The first commercial is for sunglasses. And they write, tell me they are not listening, LOL.
Grab them while they're hot.
No kidding.
Just don't run out the store.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. We're talking about this story out of Platt and Jackson counties, where four women, one is in custody, three others are not yet, stole $50,000, allegedly, in glasses from two different stores. One was at Zona Rosa, the other was somewhere in Jackson County. And they made off with hauls, $50,000. But in one case, they got $4,800 worth of sunglasses. In another case, it was $5,300. The trend continued during July of this year. McGrone, by the way, the one in custody, was identified by a large bow tattoo on her chest.
So if you look up, I mean, I'll have you do this in real time because I want you to see the results. If you look up Sunglass Hut robberies, okay. Oh my, you will get results.
Huh.
It's sort of back when there was an epidemic of creeps going into stores like Forever 21.
Mm-hmm.
And they would somewhere on the dark web share with people that because they had a certain type of barrier in between dressing rooms, you could go in and upskirt women changing in those spaces. I'm thinking the Sunglass Hut is similar when it comes to ne'er-do-wells because thieves are hitting these things all over the country. And again, it goes back to my question, Sam. Is this a kiosk standalone so you can just walk up,
right. Grab
whatever you want and run off? Or do you have to physically go into the store, which I do think is more of a deterrent than the standalone hut type of place in the middle of the mall.
At some point, do you start talking about hiring security guards?
I think at some point the huts go away and you buy your sunglasses online.
Maybe.
Somebody on the text line was talking in reference to our comments during the last segment about whether or not they need to be put in cases. And they said, Scott, by that logic, pretty soon everything we buy will be in cases. I'm totally okay with the $500 a pair of sunglasses being in a case. I thought they already were.
Well, they should be. But
because you don't get $4,800, allegedly, in one robbery by stealing $20 glasses. They're going to be on to you by the fifth pair.
No, I said the average cost was $402.
Yeah. There's a man in July, 22 years old, charged with stealing more than $140,000 from a Las Vegas sunglass hut store over a period of several months, okay? Mm-hmm. There's another current case in Houston. We've got a current case in East Illinois.
What's the most you've ever spent on a pair of sunglasses?
One in California, one in Livermore. In Livermore, they ransacked this place about a week ago and made off with 190 pair of sunglasses. What's the most I've ever paid?
Yeah.
I had one pretty nice golf pair twice that I lost twice. They were Maui Jims. I don't know. Sam, what are Maui Jims? $170 maybe.
Most expensive pair I ever had, it was a gift. It was a pair of Ray-Bans.
Yeah.
And I broke them when they fell off my head in London last summer.
My kids are very, they don't lose things like that. So like for Christmas one year, I think one of them got one pair of like Ray-Bans.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how expensive they were until because I really liked them.
And until they broke?
When we got back to the States, I called, I think it was a sunglass hut, and I said, do you guys sell Ray-Bans? And they said, of course. I said, what's the average cost for a pair of Ray-Bans? And they said, like $215 or $250 or something like that.
Your Maui Jims will run you $200 to $500 a pair.
Oh, I assure you mine were not $500. They were on the $200 end.
Ed in Kansas City, 913-586-7798. Ed, hello.
Hi, guys. You guys are a lively bunch, I'll tell you that.
Thank you very much.
And that's an understatement. Well, real quick, I'll listen off the airs. I understand the Sunglass Hut is owned by Luxottica out of Italy.
Yeah, I see it.
Right? They bought them. And then there's a French company that owns kind of most of Luxottica. Well, their last year alone came up with, they had like $25 billion in revenue. And I guess my only thing is why don't they... you know, they got enough money to help out these you know, folks that manage the stores for more either, you know, security or, you know, like they have in Beverly Hills. They got all kinds of different crazy things. You come in there and try to smash and grab. There's no way. Hell, the doors lock on you. And they, you know, just something to – there's enough money there for their 10,000 stores or whatever.
I looked it up, Ed, and thank you for the call. It is more than 3,000 retail locations worldwide. That is stunning to me.
For Sunglass Hut?
For Sunglass Hut.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever been in one. I would have no need to go in because I get my sunglasses at Target and Walmart.
Is Zona Rosa in Platte County?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's where this was, I think.
The Sunglass Hut in Zona Rosa is a store in a strip mall type.
It is a actual store.
It is a store.
But think about the cost, and I understand what's the cost of the loss of providing security for 3,000 stores worldwide.
And again, I always wonder, what is their loss prevention insurance?
Well, but they've got their own, in one of the stories, they've got their own investigations people, department, that look into these thefts. What does that tell you?
But they got a lot of money. Regional Manager of Investigations for Sunglass Hut. And Lens Crafters. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798.
Programming note, we are awaiting a 3 p.m. news conference. I just heard Boss talking about it out in the newsroom with Dan Weinbaum. We will take that live. I believe it is an FBI presser involving maybe local authorities, too, after the news over the weekend. We are not a political station. We certainly do not take or talk politics.
Nope.
Certainly don't take calls on it. But we are a news station, and we will take that news conference without comment at 3 o'clock.
A story here from the New York Times, also from Dana Stack. And I had heard about this either late last week or over the weekend, but the era of Chinese adoption is over.
Yes.
It is over. It says here, Amy Cubbage's first foray into parenthood began, as it had for tens of thousands of American families before her, in a hotel room in China. Ms. Cubbage and her husband, Graham, had just been handed a two-year-old girl who was living with a foster family in a southern Chinese city I can't pronounce. The couple was from Louisville, Kentucky. They had waited more than 2 years to be matched with a child, but in that hotel room in a country the couple had never been to before, the toddler was inconsolable. Ms. Cubbage said, I cried because I was like, what have we done to this child?
To this child. Yeah.
More than 15 years later, the toddler is now known as June Cubbage Troop. She is a freshman at a university in Pittsburgh. She's on the acrobatics and tumbling team.
Since the early 1990s, China has sent tens of thousands of adoptees overseas, with about half arriving in the United States. As its draconian one-child policy forced many families to abandon their children, especially all of the little girls, Scott, and babies with disabilities. But in recent decades, as China's economy boomed and births slowed, international adoptions of Chinese children have declined in number, and since COVID-19, they have been largely on hold. Now the Chinese government is officially ending the program, which it says is in line with global trends. But it also comes as officials try to reverse the country's sharply declining birth rate and avert a looming demographic crisis. I already thought they had a demographic crisis, especially in the rural areas where there are many, many young men and no young women to marry those young men, because so many families abandoned the little girls.
China also late last week upped their retirement ages, which are less than ours. They're in their lower 60s, but they had to push people farther into retirement before they could get into retirement, because they don't have enough people coming up to provide the retirement benefits from the government for the people who are 63, 64, 65 years old. So they're pushing retirement up.
The one heartbreaking fact about the abrupt canceling of this policy is that there are so many families who have been in the queue, Scott, for a year, for 2 years, waiting. You have the photo, you are waiting for the paperwork to go over and get that child. Those families are now all in limbo.
82,000 Chinese children have been adopted in the U.S. since 1992.
You want to guess how many last year were adopted from China into the United States, according to the U.S. State Department? Your jaw will hit the floor.
4,000.
Let me give you a hint. The numbers in 2021 and 2022 were zero.
Well, probably because of the pandemic.
Last year, 16 children were adopted from China, according to the U.S. State Department. 16.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 913-586-7798. I don't think we've ever talked about international adoption on this program. I do know that, was it with Russia? There would be like a 10-year wait for a Russian child if you could even get on the list, if I'm not mistaken. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie. As Dana mentioned, that news conference coming up at the top of the hour from the FBI in Florida. Story here from the New York Post. How can it get worse if you're a Florida Gators fan? Oh, that's how. ESPN color commentator Jesse Palmer, who is also the host of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, put a male Florida fan in the friend zone while on the broadcast of the Gators' loss to Texas A&M on Saturday.
What do we got here with the striped overalls?
Yeah, he's got a mustache. Can't see it now, but he's whipping his hand with his shirt. I'm going to make a bold prediction here. I'm going to say that guy's in the friend zone.
Listen, you are a top analyst. I'm just going to say, you know how to give analysis.
Years of relationship and dating. I see it up close and personal in my other job, and I think I'm going to say he's a good listener.
Bachelor Nation is in desperate need of this kind of analysis, Katie.
Don't kick a man while he's down, Jesse. Leave him alone.
No, I think he's a great guy. I didn't say he was a bad guy. I'm just saying I don't think he's dating anybody in the shot right now. I think he's...
There's nobody. Wait. There's nobody more equipped to give that analysis.
Okay.
That was funny.
Barstool Sports commented that Jesse Palmer did not need to eviscerate this man on live TV. He's wearing the Gators. Did you see him? He's wearing the Gators overalls without a shirt on.
The two-color striped overalls.
The two-color striped overalls.
And he had a mustache.
Big
Sam.
Old mustache. What's wrong with the mustache?
I'm telling you, I'm not a fan. We were talking about this last night because you know how much I love Travis Kelce. I love me some Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. That trend needs to go back to the 1970s where it belongs.
Start?
I do not know.
Now, I will be honest. I left my mustache on as a joke a year and a half ago because at my other job, I'm not allowed to have a beard, but you can have a mustache. And then I got so much pushback, I figured, why not keep it? And so here we are.
You kept it because everybody hated it?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
It does in my head.
Oh, it just... It's
and then Rob Breton down the hall in the sports
no
station
No one
did
looks
it.
Good wearing those things.
Thank you. No, I think Tom looks fantastic.
Tom Selleck looks good with a mustache.
I think I'm going to say he's a good listener.
Boom roasted.
It's terrible. I feel bad for that kid.
Very funny.
It's funny.
Jane's Addiction has scuttled its latest tour following an onstage scuffle between lead singer Perry Farrell and guitarist Dave Navarro.
They fought on stage?
Yes. Well, Perry Farrell is known to use a lot of voice-altering equipment on stage, and he, for whatever reason, was complaining that he couldn't get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And then turns around, Dave Navarro's looking at him all crazy, and they start to fight right there on the stage. Yes, a friend of mine says Sam Elliott looks good with a mustache, too. All right, two men in the history of mustaches look good with a mustache.
And Sam Stevie.
No.
Not my favorite thing.
20 bucks if you shave it off?
20?
No, because now, as long as your mustache matches the length of the hair with your beard, so it's more of a, like you have it now, it doesn't bother me. It's just
wait, what?
He doesn't have a beard.
Yeah, you do. It's a little scruffy.
No, it's not.
I shaved yesterday.
Did you? I like the scruff. Like the even all around the face scruff.
Like what I used to
have. When the mustache jumps out of your face like a caterpillar died below your nostrils, it's got to go.
Well, mine's even worse because it's blonde. I mean, I've got the 70s. I make adult films look going strong.
Nice. Nice. I haven't had a mustache... only since I was a senior in high school. And I look terrible with it on.
Did you see what else is coming back? Unless this is joke on Facebook, but I don't think it is. Remember, ladies, in the 1980s, the pants that you would wear with the stirrups at the bottom? Like literally elastic stirrups that would go under your heel, and then you would put your foot in your shoe, and the stirrups at the bottom of the pant.
Oh, they were athletic.
Some of them were, but we wore those on jeans. You wore those on khakis, like the stirrup pants. It has flooded my Facebook feed that those
are
back.
I know what you're talking
about. That style is back.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, so Sam, look up stirrup pants. It's so bad.
It was really popular with gals who would wear like Adidas athletic pants, full length pants. And then you would.
Oh, the hook under the heel.
Yes.
Yeah. And
okay.
Then you would put your shoe on.
It's on LinkedIn. The 80s stirrup pants trend is back, and it is not going away. It should.
It's not back. The car of the future will use in-vehicle cameras to see who is on board, then use that information to introduce carefully curated ads in partnership with big business.
Oh, God.
Expected to suggest a stop for Happy Meals after picking up the kids from school. You're going to sell ads to me in my own car?
Yep. They're already doing the subscription package. Oh, you wanted those heated seats? Sorry, you didn't pay the $14.49 last month.
This is Minority Report, where he's walking through the airport and goes, "Hello, Scott."
Wait, did you guys think we were getting further away from Minority Report?
Would you be interested
by the day?
Today in X, Y, or Z? And how are they going to know based on your face what products? Oh.
Well, you have a female face. You might be more inclined for female products.
Okay.
Products that
are
primarily directed.
What are you
talking about in the car? Well, Sam, I'm telling you this because I bought a sweater that still has not arrived. I fell for one of those stupid Facebook ads. It's got little hearts on it to match my tattoo. And I was like, I want that sweater for Valentine's Day. I know it. It's been 2 months and the money's already come out of my account.
Yep.
And my sweater with the hearts on it has never arrived. But then today I get an ad from the same sweater with the hearts on it company. And it says, and I quote, I took a picture of it, cut for, quote, mature woman.
Oh, God.
Look, what does that say? That was the ad that was on my feed today.
It says tailored for mature women.
What does that mean?
That you're mature.
What?
That should be a compliment, right?
No,
if somebody said you're very immature.
Why would it say I need a sweater tailored for the mature woman? I don't want a sweater tailored for the mature woman.
Yes, you do, because you bought it off of Facebook.
Yeah.
Just the fact I'm buying a sweater off of Facebook.
Why would you buy anything?
Says to you that I'm a mature woman.
Yes.
Well, yes.
Period.
Because the kids absolutely don't use Facebook.
So they're going to watch me in my car and go, all right, she's listening to Taylor Swift.
She's wearing a sweater.
She's wearing a sweater. She looks about 50.
Just parked at Target.
Mm-hmm. She's mature.
Mature.
Very mature.
Just bought some Mayomi at the liquor store.
Is that First Cafeteria?
You're going to start sending her calcium supplement ads.
Pulled into a Denny's parking lot. Well, she doesn't have a lot of money, but she is mature.
No, they are adding every amenity possible to the subscription-based plan. And, of course, the ones that are free are going to come with ads.
I'm going to look for my sweater.
I like my $250,000 truck.
Or are any of those ads on Facebook real, Sam? Or is it all a scam from, like, Russia and you're never going to see your money again?
I think it's the latter, not the former.
I'd say your odds are about 250,000 to one.
Okay.
Of getting you the actual product in the picture that you're seeing.
Well, then I'm just going to be honest and tell you I did not order one. I ordered two. One in gray and one in white. About 2 months ago.
Your money has arrived in Russia. They're spending it well?
Or less than a deposit for a mattress?
It was more.
What's a deposit for a mattress?
Oh, I've lost all kinds of things on Facebook.
Gosh, dang it. I am just Freudian slipping all over the place right now.
I still would like to believe that sweater is arriving.
The couch deposit? Yes.
There were good reviews. Yes. Said it was comfortable.
Yeah. You know who wrote those reviews? The same people who stole your money. We're standing by for a news conference from the FBI just about to get underway here, regarding the incident that occurred over the weekend, some calling an assassination attempt, the second in 2 months against Donald Trump. Stand by for that here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.